Today's shir is Masechta Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amid Be'ez at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Tarek Darshup tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael about dividing up Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Tzolofchad Ben Chefer, who was an individual who passed away without any boys, without any male children, approached him and said to Moshe Rabbeinu that given that their father did not have any sons, they should be entitled, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, to the Yerusha that their father was entitled to in Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah Kedosha teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu brought this issue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed said, as we've been learning, that a daughter does become the Yoreshes, does become the inheritor in a place where there are no sons. And now the question was, they wanted to get his share in Eretz Yisrael. And because of this, the Torah begins to talk about the subject about how Eretz Yisrael was divided. And the reason this Mishnah is mentioned here is very much because it's, even though the primary sugya is going to be about how Eretz Yisrael was divided, but the point is it all begins from the fact that they were taking their father's chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Mishnah, because there were no sons. Says the Mishnah, b'nais lofcha natlu shloshe chalakim b'nachla. The b'nais lofcha got three shears. Of course, point out the Rishonim, it wasn't that they got three complete shears, as we're going to learn. They were entitled to shears for three different reasons. Chelek Aviyim, they got a share because of their father. Shahaya, that the father, Tzolofchad, was from the Yoytzim Mitzrayim. And as we're going to see, that the Yoytzim Mitzrayim, we're going to learn, as our Mishnah says, there's a big machloikis. How was Eretz Yisrael divided? Was it divided to the Yotzei Aretz, Yotzei Mitzrayim, to the people who left Mitzrayim, or was it divided Lebaya Aretz, to the people who entered Eretz Yisrael? And of course, there is no question that the individuals who actually got shears in Eretz Yisrael were the Baya Aretz, the people that came to Eretz Yisrael, because the people who are left Mitzrayim, other, as we're going to learn, very few people, nobody survived. So they didn't come into Eretz Yisrael themselves. The question is, when dividing up the land, how was it divided up to who were entitled to portions? V'chalkai im echav, Tzlofchad's father, Chefer, b'nechse Chefer, Tzlofchad's father was one of the Yoytz Mitzrayim. And if we're learning, as we just said, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Oshia, that Yisrael was divided to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so Chefer is also entitled to a share, and Tzolofchad, being a son of Chefer, is entitled to a share of his father's Yerusha. And as we keep on learning, if the father's not here, his children, and if there are no sons, as we're learning now, it's the daughter, so they get that share. Fishaya Bechor, and not only was Chefer a Yotzei Mitzrayim and therefore entitled to a portion, but moreover, he was a Bechor, Evanoit L'Shnei Chalokim, and he gets two shares. We know a Bechor gets double share. Even though, of course, the Gemara is going to ask, we know that a Bechor, when he gets two shares, it's only Umam Muchsik, only what he has, not what's roy, what comes later. And certainly, neither Chefer nor Tzolofchad were there when they divided up Eretz Yisrael. So that share in Eretz Yisrael, why are they entitled to a double portion? They're not, it's roy, it's something that wasn't there at that time. Says the Gemara, Eretz Yisrael mechzak eslan me'avaseinu, Eretz Yisrael is hours from before, and it's not considered roy, it's considered something that was hours all along. Actually, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the daughters of Tzelofchad actually got one more share. And that was one of Tzelofchad's brothers had passed away without any children. And we know that if a brother passes away without any children, so then his brothers are, and there's no father either, Echefer was no longer alive either, so his brothers are his Yarshim. And as we keep on repeating, when brothers become Yarshim, it not only means that they are Yarshim, but the Yerusha passes down to their children if they're not here. So if Tzelofchad was the Yerush of a brother who died without children, and what that means is that Tzelofchad's children, in our case, the daughters of Tzelofchad, got the Yerusha of that uncle. And that's not mentioned in our Mishnah and explained to Rishonim, because all the other halachas that our Mishnah teaches us are halachas that we did not learn till now. But this halacha that they get, that one is the Yairish, the one extends is that a brother Yashin's a brother, one halacha. And that the other halacha, and that a Yerusha passes down to the children of who is supposed to get the Yerusha, those are all halachas that we've learned already, explained the Rishonim, and therefore it was not necessary for our Mishnah, it was not necessary for our Mishnah to mention it. The Chasam Sofer, based on our Mishnah, explains where we find that Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, that he gave him an extra share in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, the same question, at that point, they weren't yet in Eretz Yisrael. And because at that point, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, the question comes up, if at that point they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, how was he entitled to get a double share in Eretz Yisrael? As we keep on saying, it's roi, not mechsek. Says the Gemara that Yaakov bought the Bechira from Esav. And therefore, what Yaakov was giving to Esav, what Yaakov was giving to Yosef, what he had bought from Esav, he wasn't giving him a share in Eretz Yisrael. That maybe was too early to give. Because Chasam Sofer says he gave something that he bought. He bought the Bechira, and now he was giving the Bechira to Yosef, the Bechira that he bought. And therefore, the Mishnah mentions that Yaakov was able to give Yosef a double portion. The Torah HaKdoisha in Parshas Pinchas, when it speaks about the division of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Leila techole ka'aretz benachle b'mis b'shemus l'rav tarbe mach, l'rav tarbe machnosoi l'mat tamet nachlosoi ish l'fi p'kudov yitei nachlosoi ach b'goyrol yicholik es ha'aretz l'shmois matos avoysom yincholu. So the Pasuk uses the word ha'ela, and the question is, who is meant in the word ho'ela? The Pasuk speaks, when the Pasuk says la'ela, it's clearly at the beginning of the Pasuk that speaking to the people who are entering Eretz Yisrael. La'ela techole ka'aretz. The people who are entering Eretz Yisrael will get shares in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, the Pasuk says that l'shmois matos avoysom yincholu. It means that the shvatim that left Eretz Yisrael are entitled to get a share in Eretz Yisrael. And that opens up the question that we're going to now begin to discuss. How was the division of Eretz Yisrael done? Rabbi Yishya holds that it was divided, L'shmois matis avoysim yinchalu. It says that the people, the Torah is telling us that anybody who was 20 years old as they left Mitzrayim, that they were the people that were entitled to portion at the Yisrael. And that's why we learn from the word la'ela. La'ela means, just like we speak about the ones entered at the Yisrael being 20, that's too, we speak about the people who left Mitzrayim that were 20. And what happened was, we counted the people who came to the Yisrael, and then we went back to the people, then we go back to the Yotz Mitzrayim. We divided it to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yonasan says we give it to the Boyei Oretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that both got. We counted both the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Boyei Oretz. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that says that Tzlofchad was entitled to a portion at Yisrael because he had been from those that had left Mitzrayim. So, obviously, Tanakh Commander Omer, our Mishnah supports the opinion of Rabbi Yishia that Liyotzi Mitzrayim Neschalka Eretz at Yisrael was divided to Liyotzi Eretz. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says, the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't say Tanakh Rabbi Yishia. The Gemara doesn't say that our Mishnah supports Rabbi Yishia. Because as we just said a moment ago, even Rav Shimon ben Elazar to a degree holds that it was divided to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So saying Tanakh Rabbi Yishia would seem to mean that we're only following the opinion of Rabbi Yishia, and that's not true. It could also be consistent with Rav Shimon ben Elazar's opinion. The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us, Rabbi Yishia, Yom Yotzei Mitzrayim Neschalka Eretz. Eretz Yisrael was divided to the people that left Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the way it worked was that the Torah views the division of Eretz Yisrael as if it was divided to the people who left Mitzrayim. That means Reuven and Shimon both left Mitzrayim. Reuven had 10 sons. Shimon had one son. Those 11 people were the people that entered Eretz Yisrael. So what happened is that the so what we do is we view these 11 portions, 10 plus 1, as it goes back to the people who left Mitzrayim, their fathers, and each will get 5.5. Shenemam, what is the basis for Rabbi Yishia's opinion? The basis for Rabbi Yishia's opinion is L'shmois matos avoysam yuncholu. And the Torah's words, avoysam, is superfluous. It comes to teach us that who are the people that get the shear in Eretz Yisrael? The people who were the people that left Eretz Yisrael. El manim kayim. So ask the Gemara, what do we do with the pasuk le'ilat techolak oretz benachla that was given to the people that entered Eretz Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, le'ilat ke'ela. To say that just like when we speak about the people who left Mitzrayim, we speak about people who are 20 years old. So too, when we want to count people that are entering at this role, because that becomes an important number, that's what those the only people we think about are people who are 20 years old. Lahoitzi eset falim to exclude anybody who's below 20 years old. The halacha is that they are entitled to they only such people are entitled to. A shear in Eretz Yisrael. And the way the Rashbam says that the Sifri says La'ela to exclude, and we'll speak about this, that the Meraglim, the Mesloinim, Adas Karach were excluded to teach us from here that, so ask the Rashbam, I think what the Rashbam means to do is ask, so how could the Gemara say that it's coming to exclude those that are under 20? If the pasuk is being used here to teach us that these people were excluded, so Rav Chaim says that the word la'ela is and the word la'ela that we compare to ke'ela is not coming to teach us a specific halacha, and therefore we have a question, as we do always in Shas, that it can only teach us one halacha, not two halachas. Rather, explains the Rashbam, the way to understand the Rav Chaim HaKadosh. The way to understand the Gemara is that the word La'ela is serving as a model. When we want to decide who is entitled to a share, the model is if you are similar to the people who left Mitzrayim. And when we speak about people who left Mitzrayim, we have to think about that in two ways. One way we think about it is they were 20 years old, and the other way that they were all Ksheirim. They were tzaddikim, and therefore somebody who is not in tzaddik is not entitled to a shear in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yonasan says lebaya aretz nechalka aretz. The land was divided to the people that entered Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says to the people that entered Israel, Mani Mikayim. So if that's the case, what are we going to do with the Pasik? This was very different. When we speak about Yerusha, people who are the survivors are the ones that inherit the people who are no longer here. Can the Yotzim Mitzrayim Yorshim Asachayim? That means, as we said, Reuven and Shimon, who were the people who went out of Mitzrayim, get retroactively the share. So the way to understand the Nafkamina, the Machlokes of Yonis and Rabbi Yishia, is if Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim, and they died in the Midbar before entering Eretz Yisrael. Reuven was survived by two sons who entered Eretz Yisrael, and Shimon was survived by only one child. According to Rabbi Yonison, all three children receive an equal portion of land upon entering Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yishia, since the land was divided about to those who left Mitzrayim, Reuven's two sons received only half a portion because they had to divide their father's portion, where Shimon's child received his father's entire portion since he was the only child. So the Ben Yoyada tries to give an explanation. What is the basis of the Machlokes of Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yishia? He says, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, when he promised Avraham Avinu to give Eretz Yisrael to his descendants, that they would first have to endure a terrible 400-year galus until they get Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yonasan's opinion is that the Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim after 210 years. They had not been entitled to get Eretz Yisrael because they didn't have the 400 years. Only after going in the Midbar, and as the Pasuk says, Zecharti lach chesed nuraich, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Zecharti lach chesed nuraich lechtech achre b'midbar, that they lived through the Midbar, therefore they were entitled to get Eretz Yisrael, they were entitled to get their share in Eretz Yisrael, the people who actually entered Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yishia is of the opinion that even though they were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years, we're considered as if they were there for 400 years. Because since there was Kishu HaShibud, they worked so hard while they were in Egypt. That's why much harder than ordinary slaves. So they were entitled. And therefore, since the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, were entitled to learning in to be in Eretz Yisrael for to the portion of Eretz Yisrael. That's why he says Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischalka Oretz. That says the Ben Yoyada is the basis of the Machlokes. And I actually saw that the Chashukei Chemed uses this to say a very interesting Pesach Halacha. He says there was somebody who Rachman Tzlan was Nifter, and he left a will. He left a will that he's going to be giving a certain portion of his estate to any grandchild who will learn Torah for 20 years. And there was a grandchild who actually only learned Torah for 10 years, for 20 years after they're married. He had learned for 10 years. But what he says was that this person who had learned for these 10 years learned Torah b'teichat chak. He didn't have really a source of income, and he worked very, very hard. He lived in a very difficult life just to learn Torah for 10 years. And the question that came up is, even though the grandfather's will was very explicit, it's 20 years of learning that you get this share, but maybe because he learned the way he learned in those 10 years with incredible asmada and under difficult situations, it should be the equivalent of 20 years. And the Chashukei Chemed says that might be exactly the machloikus of Rabbi Yishia Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yishia Rabbi Yonasan and our Gemara are debating, according to Ben Yoyada, if the Yotzi Mitzrayim were entitled, and the reason they were entitled is because they worked so hard. And that's pshat in our, and that maybe if you follow Rabbi Yishia's opinion, which our Gemara said, we are following that opinion, maybe he could get his shear even after 10 years. The Gemara said that this Yerusha is different than all other Yerushas, because usually the living survivors are the ones that get the Yerusha. And here it went the other way. And the Sifsei Chacham and Parshas Pinchas explains, and we said this in the Mishnah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Nasati Laschem L'chem L'merosha, that you, the people who are leaving at Mitzrayim, will get a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. And even though, as we know, everything sort of changed after Klai Yisrael did the Aveira or the Meraglim in the Midbar, but he explains that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his word under all circumstances. Mm-hmm. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that all of those who are leaving Mitzrayim will get a Yerusha, that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. And the Sifsei Chacham says, Dibur Shiyotza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toivo Ein HaChayzer. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a commitment to do something good, that never changes. And that's why the Yotzei Mitzrayim, even though they weren't the ones who actually went into Mitzrayim, into Eretz Yisrael, they got their share. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe, Emshech HaMashal, how do we understand the opinion of this Gemara? There were two Kahanim that lived in the same city, and therefore all the Truma that's given in that city were given to those two Kahanim. And they made a deal that they're going to divide amongst themselves all the truva that they receive. One of them has one son, but one has two sons. And they went to the warehouse to get the truma. So the one with one son got one share. The one that had two sons got two shares. Now they both gave it back. They come home and they give their fathers what they collected. Says Rabbi Yonason, is what happened when we divided up Eretz Yisrael, that each one of the Bayei Oretz got a share, and after they each got a share, that they gave back to their forefathers, and it was divided that way. Whereas according to Rabbi Yishya, it was simply divided amongst the people. It was simply divided amongst the people that left Mitzrayim, and then their descendants got their share. But as we said, there's a third opinion, and that's the opinion of Shimon and Lozo Omer, La'elu ve'elu Nischal Karetz. It was divided both to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Bayei Mitzrayim, K'dei L'kayim Shnei Mikros Alolu. And the reason Rabbi Shimon and Lozo has this opinion was because the Torah says both commitments. The Torah says that they're entitled to because of their Bayei Oretz, and you're entitled because of Yotzei Oretz. So to fulfill both commitments, both of them got a share in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it said, Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim. If somebody was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim, Natal Chalkim Yotzei Mitzrayim. He gets a portion together with all the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Hayim Bayei Oretz. If somebody is 20 years old when he enters Eretz Yisrael, even though he wasn't the Yotzei Mitzrayim, of course he wasn't the Yotzei Mitzrayim. There's nobody who could be 20 years old when they went into Eretz Yisrael and been 20 years old when he went out of Mitzrayim. They were in the Midbar for 40 years. The halacha is Noitel Chalkim Bayaretz, because the pasuk says Le'ela Tachalek Aretz Benachla. All of those that come into Eretz Yisrael will get a share. Mikan. If somebody was from both. And of course, the question is it possible? Says the Gemara, Noitel Mikan and Mikan. Somebody who has both, the halach is he'll get a share from both. So the Rashbam, as we intimated, says there was no person that was able to fulfill both requirements, that it should be from the Yotzei Mitzrayim, from the Bayei Oretz. What it means is that if somebody So some do explain that if somebody was 60 years old when he left Mitzrayim, and he didn't die, so he wasn't in the Gzeir to die in the Midbar, because the Gzeir was only on people who were between the age of 20 and 60, and he was a person that went into Eretz Yisrael, so it means he's over 100 years old. He got two shares, a share for Yotzei Aretz and a share for Bay Haaretz. But of course that's difficult to find such a person, and therefore that Mels explained that we're not talking about people who left Mitzrayim, but people who were there when they counted the first minyan, and they were able to be from the people that entered Mitzrayim. But says the Gemara, the Meraglim, who spoke bad of Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua v'chalkam noitu chalkam, they got their share. Misloinen of Adas Korach, the Pasuk says, we know the parasha of Korach, where Korach rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Misloinenim. Many explain that the Misloinenim that are being spoken about here are really the same as Adas Korach. There was Korach and the people that came along with him, Loyalam Chelk Baris, did not get a share in Eretz Yisrael. Habonim, the children of the Meraglim, and the children of the Misloinenim, not the Beschus Avi Aveim, if they had grandparents who were from the Yotz Mitzrayim, they deserved a share. And also Beschus Avi Aveim, if their maternal grandparents had no sons, so if their maternal grandparents had no son, as we keep on learning, a daughter is the Yorish of the grandmother of the grandparents, and these were the sons of those women, so they get their mother's share if the mother had no brothers. Going back to what we spoke a moment ago about how is it possible to have somebody who is a Yoytz Mitzrayim, a Boy Mitzrayim, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that he was both. What it means to say is that when we divided up shares, according to Shimon ben Lozer, every Yoytz Mitzrayim got a share. And as we've been learning, unlikely, almost impossible that he should be still surviving. But his Yarshim are surviving. And because his Yarshim are surviving, they'll get a share. And if those Yarshim are also Bayei Aretz, so if they're Bayei Aretz, so then the halach is, they're also entitled to a share in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rishonim discuss that we just mentioned that people got Yerusha because they were grandchildren. How is that to be understood? Doesn't mean that they're entitled to their own chelik, or is it only because of mishmush, concept that we keep on learning, that they're getting it because of their grandfathers.